Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of Wiki Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoy this conversation because this is going to be a good one. I'm telling you, what a day. Just an FYI, click the like button or like the love button or whatever. Because I can't see who's on here, so when I'm done, it says like 50 views. So if someone comes on and says, hey, how you doing? Then I'm like, okay. But if you don't do that, I don't know. Because I can give shout-outs if you have questions. You know, you can comment below. And usually I'm on my Blog Talk page, so I don't really hear that much. But tonight on the conversation, Attorney General William Barr, who Trump should have had in the beginning, basically told a hearing on Wednesday that the FBI, he believes the FBI spied. He's going to do an investigation, and he believes they did, but if they didn't, oh well. But if they did, he wants to get to the bottom of it. A lot of people want to get to the bottom of, okay, there's no collusion with Russia. Where did this whole narrative, who made it up? I want to thank Pittsburgh Mayor for signing a law that bans the use of AR-15 in city limits because, you know, thank God for that, because, you know, the criminals are going to abide by that law. You know that, you know, the criminals are going to abide by those laws. You know what? We're going to go get those Crips, man. Dude, you can't, man. No AR-15s are allowed in city limits, bro. Oh, sorry, man. Oh, man. Crap, I forgot, man. We can't use AR-15s in city limits. Oh, that dang mayor. Google manually manipulated search results in an effort to exclude conservative websites. And this is fact. They're finding out evidence of this. But, you know, this notion that Facebook and all these places censor conservatives, that doesn't happen. That's bull. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter because I don't have to know if what the media thinks about Trump. I just have to look at his rallies. Okay, folks, the Trump rally has now moved for the 50th time because they have over 18 trillion people wanting to come see him. Just crazy. A man shot and killed a home invader. That's right. He saw his father being pistol whipped and he took action. Another good guy with a gun. He was blessed to have that gun, wasn't he? You know, you have a gun and you pray to God, you only use it to shoot at targets. San Mateo, California police have arrested an Uber driver. I'm going to tell you why they arrested him and the scary thing about it. It'll make you think twice about using Uber or how you use Uber. YouTube disables comments on live stream of House Judiciary hate crime hearing. Censorship is here. Marxism is here. It's coming, folks. Be prepared. That and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. So welcome. 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 Let's get this up here. Let me get this. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and the Gentile. And also the Gentile. Thank you so much and welcome, and hope you're having a great evening and hope you're having a good time. Yeah, I just got to tell you the story. I'm sitting there and I'm like, I haven't seen anything from the state. What's going on? And I call it, I look in the H&R Block and like, well, you filed the federal, but not the state. So like right before the conversation, I'm like, I'm filing my, sorry, I already did all this. I just had to file it. So thank you so much. It's just crazy. I mean, this mayor, I got to get into this because this just cracks me up. Pittsburgh mayor signs a law to ban use of AR-15s in city limits. Wow. I mean, like the gangs and like drug dealers and stuff are really gonna, you know what? Yeah, man, we're gonna go get them Bloods, man. That's Crips, man. We the Crips, man. We're gonna get them dang. But oh crap, man, put that back, man. The mayor said we can't use AR-15s. Really? Like they're really gonna abide by the laws? Look at prohibition of alcohol. You want to know how much alcohol? It's called bathtub gin because they would ferment and brew alcohol and stuff and ferment it in bathtubs. That's the reason why you have mixed drinks is because in the 20s and during prohibition, the alcohol was so bad that you had to flavor it to make it taste good. But it's just crazy. Well, we're going to ban AR-15s, you know, because the criminals are going to buy by that law. Lord help us. But, I mean, that's this world we're coming to, you know. You have these people that think that we need to ban guns, you selfish person. And I went to this one lady one time and said, well, explain to me what person that's going to get a gun by illegal means using the black market, how is that law going to stop them illegally get a gun that they're going to get no matter what? Because there are spots in California where guns are banned. You can't own a gun, and they have assault rifles. They have guns that are banned, period, in the United States. They want a rocket launcher, they'll get one.
Don't you know if you make a law that stops the crime, really, you're not that smart if you don't know that. It's illegal, so no one's going to do it.
You know, well, there's a law that says that when there's a red light, you have to stop at it. You want to know how many people?
That was a suggestion.
Could be a suggestion. Maybe it could be. We'll have to look into that, okay? If I had my phone, I'd ask Surya if stopping at a red light's a suggestion or a law or whatever. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, because. No, Lord help him, but it's just what we live in. I mean, I want to get into this because I got this sent to me by my producer, and this is how bad it is. Okay, they're at a student loan debt hearing, and Maxine Waters is asking all these banks, like, when. Like, well, how many student loan defaults do you have or this or that and all this stuff? And it's because we haven't given out a loan since 2007, since 2009. And this is, I don't know if you know this, but this is an article from March 30th, a Tuesday at 2010. President Barack Obama will sign a bill today that ends a 45-year-old program under which banks and other private sector lenders such as Sallie Mae receive a federal subsidy making government-guaranteed college loans. They took away the private sector's ability. You go through the federal government to get a student loan now. She didn't know this. She was asking, like, well, what's going on with the loans?
What are you doing to stop the crisis? Because, you know, that's a crisis.
That's a crisis.
The border's not a crisis.
Yeah.
But student loans
are a crisis. And they're like, we don't do student loans anymore. Then what? And she's a head of a finance committee.
That's scary.
Is it? I don't know whether to laugh or be scared.
Exactly. Or both.
Because I knew it was 10 years ago, but I just wanted to give my viewers the date that it actually did happen. That way I knew it was 10 years ago. I just didn't know the specific date.
This year, asking about small business. I've never seen her so shut up so fast.
Okay, I yield my time. How about small? Oh, we're learning. We got 9 million small business loans. Okay, I yield my time. Okay, shut up, man. The economy's horrible. Trump sucks. We gotta no. Oh Lord. That's
okay. What? Get her and that Cortez, whatever her name is. You got Dumb and Dumber.
But,
I don't know which one's which, but you got Dumb and Dumber.
But I do agree, though. I've said this before in the program, and if you're not stupid enough to get this, Trump is showing how useless the government is, the politicians are. It doesn't matter whether you're left or right. If you have someone that's the head of the finance, if my wife is the head of the finances and she was sending money to a company that we didn't even use anymore. Well, I'm still sending a check to DirecTV. We don't use them. I cancel them. What? Huh?
Yeah.
But we kind of do it together.
Well, on the computer, setting up the bills, I've had hit one, because they're linked, kind of. I've hit one company wrong or whatever. I called it right away and I knew it and I got it fixed.
Yeah.
Because I'm had Dumb and Dumber at least sometimes.
But that's the reason why I say this is you are the government. You pay the bills. I think Michigan is hopefully starting to wake up to this. Because in Michigan, they keep saying over and over and over, well, what we're going to do here is it's a 4-cent tax on the area that's putting your tires, and what that's going to do is that's going to help pay for the roads. So do I have to pay that 4 cents? Because I use nitrogen in my tires because it doesn't get affected by the temperatures like air does. Oh, well, it's nitrogen too. Yeah, because we want to fix the roads in Michigan. And then
the sad thing is I don't remember. I remember only one governor being okay that a Michigan's elected, and he was a Republican. He's the one that had the triplets. I can't remember. He was the first governor I ever voted for, and he was like a George Bush. Pick whichever one. He had an R behind his name. He did great things.
So
what?
In Indiana, if a road's bad, you're having 75 people call. I want this road fixed. And they will hound and hound and hound.
You almost have to have deadly crashes.
So when they have 75 people calling every day, day in, day out, they wouldn't do anything?
I don't know if anyone has ever done that in Michigan.
Oh, in Indiana, there's a...
I know, but I'm just saying.
But my point is they keep saying, okay, well, what about the lax tax hike for this or that? The roads were never fixed. Nothing was ever done. I don't want taxes paid at all. But, okay, if you're going to increase my taxes, do something with it. Don't just put it in your pocketbook and have a bigger house. I guess what I'm saying is, this is not, I tell my wife all the time, this isn't my money. It's God's money. He lets us use it. And I've said this before in the program. All 1964 and older coins, dimes, nickels, quarters, half dollars, dollars, were all made of gold or silver. And a paper dollar bill was just a promise to pay you actual real currency that had real money. Let me see if I got one for my live viewers. A little education. Yes, I do. This is a $1 bill. Do you know why they call this a buck? They call this a buck because back in the 1800s, $1 could buy you a buckskin, a whole deer hide. A buck. they can actually make gold and so thin that it could be milled into dollar bills. They could make your paper money valuable again. The reason why you got ridges on the edge of the coins is because when you had silver and gold in them, people would shave the outsides of them off, and that was to prevent that from happening. You had a table, and depending on what you hit, nope, that's fake coin, because it would make a sound that you could tell. Just a little history lesson for everyone out there. I'm a history buff, and you know, and people are waking up. People are starting to see in Michigan that, wait a minute here, all these tax increases to, quote, fix the roads, they're not being fixed. I mean, there's a road where my wife's church is on in Michigan that I don't think has ever been paved since they put it in. And people are starting to wake up through Trump that how useless this world is, this government is. I mean, I was listening to Colin Cowherd, The Herd, on FS1 today, and there was major problems going on with there was stuff going on with the Lakers and a house on fire, and he was in New York with Dwayne Wade at a birthday party. He should have been in L.A. He didn't have his priorities straight. You wonder why the Lakers are never going to win a championship with LeBron James? Because they're not family to him. He's not there. You know, he should have been on a plane. He's got the money to have his own jet. And while he's going from New York to L.A. to a press conference, say, hey, I'm on my way there. This is going on, yada, yada. But he didn't. He didn't know where his priorities were. You got to know where. That's why I love Carson Edwards, because he knows where his priorities are. He wears it on his shirt that Jesus is his number one priority. And people in this country are waking up to see that, hey, wait a minute here. I may not agree with Trump 100%, but guess what? I'm seeing how bad the government is and how wasteful they are and how useless they are. And people, I think, are turning away from, well, you know, whether you like Obama, Trump, no matter who it is, Jesus is king. And people are starting to see that and starting to wake up and say, hey, man, this ain't my money. If Jesus only expects you to tithe 10%, shouldn't you only expect 10% from the government? You know, people are waking up to seeing that stuff. I mean, people are waking up and saying, wait a minute here. This is the fifth tax hike that's supposed to go fix the roads. And they're not, if they're repairing the roads, but it's still not enough, then okay. But when they're not even touching them, and you need reporters that are honest, they're saying, okay, hey, why hasn't this road ever been fixed? I mean, I love this because finally we got William Barr, the attorney general, that's saying, I'm going to investigate the Clintons. I want to investigate the Obamas. I want to investigate, where did this spying come from? I believe it happened, but I'm going to prove it. And if it didn't happen, then because with the Vietnam War, we wanted to make sure that there was no spying. There's reasons why we do things. You know, there's protocols in place. And I bet you since Hero on the Hudson with Sully Sullenberger, I bet you they're going to have a plan in place now. They probably got a plan in place that, okay, this is a procedure to try to get the engines to start if you're only at like a 5,000 feet or whatever. Because the book they had, if you ever know, I love planes. I was around them all my life with my dad. I kind of love aviation stuff. They have a whole like bunch of stuff you have to go through, and it was designed for if you're at like 20, well, if you're at cruising altitude, you lose power in the engines. Not like it right after takeoff, at like 10,000 feet or 4,000 feet or 5,000 feet. But there's plans in place, and you know, and we have plans in place to ensure that the elections aren't rigged, that there's no spying. That's fair. And what you find out with is now Fox News has a lady on their staff that gave Hillary Clinton the questions in advance. My cat is somewhere roaming around the studio. But, you know, it's one of those things that people are starting to wake up and say, wait a minute here. I think a lot of people did when Bernie Sanders should have had the Democratic nomination and he lost it. And he believes they were spying, but he wants to investigate it. You know, well, how dare? How dare he try to investigate this? Well, what? It's like that. I watched this video today and I couldn't find it. There was an InfoWars lady and like, well, you're a racist. You're a racist. And she goes, what have I done? What have I said? How? Prove to me. I don't have to. Dude, it's obvious you're a racist. Give me once for like 2 minutes. No one could get. Oh, we just know you are. They can't. Okay, what? Show me a video. Show me proof that I'm racist. Show me proof that I'm. And they couldn't come up with anything. It's crazy because when you get on these Trump websites, you know, you have people that disagree with you. Or you might you agree per se, but then you just say, well, no, and you vary. You know, you're going down here, and we this is where we want to end up. But you want to go this way, and I want to go that way, and he wants to go. But the end result is the same. You want to have more freedom and less government telling you what to do. And what you have is these kids that they don't know anything. Oh, you're racist. I know you are. I know you are. I know you're racist. Prove it. One of the greatest Americans of all time was Martin Luther King Jr. He did more, in my opinion, for this country. He was the biggest non-politician. Not being a politician, he did more for this country than anybody, in my opinion. And he was not a politician. He did so much. He's like, we're human beings. We're Americans. Let's start acting like it. Let's get past this black, white, women, men, You know, it's to boldly go where no man has gone before as in human beings. See, I'm not worried about civil war in this country because I think conservatives with camo and guns can take on men just as vaginas. I think we'll win. I could be wrong. You know, why don't we pass a law that bans crime, period? You know, if we ban crime, then it will never happen. Why not? You want to ban guns to stop gun violence, and why not ban crime? Then you won't have to worry about it. There you go. I'm gonna go to. I would love to be a reporter. Nancy Bliss, why don't you just pass a law that bans all crime? Because then, guess what? Why don't you make pedophilia illegal? Then there will be no pedophilia. You won't have kids raped and murdered and. Why don't we ban murder and rape and all that stuff? And it won't happen either. You know, then women can go out in the world and not have to worry about being raped because it's illegal. It's banned. I mean, that's all I'm saying. But this is very interesting. Newton's lawsuit seeks to uncover a scheme to interfere with his Clinton and Russia investigations. And Representative Devin Nunes of California, he's launching another defamation lawsuit against publishers, degrading claims against him, this time suing McGrathly Media for $150,000. And what he's trying to investigate is find out. You can go after me. You can say what you want about me, not my wife. You go after my wife, you're gonna deal with me. But you can go after me. You name it. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt my ass. Okay? He don't care about that. He just wants to know why there's stuff going on to try to interfere with his looking into this. Why? If there's nothing wrong, If Clintons did nothing wrong, then why do they care? But remember this, folks. Remember this, though. If I go down, I'm taking half of Washington, D.C. with me. That doesn't strike you as... That doesn't give you deer in headlights? If I go down, so what do you mean, if you go down? You've either done something or you haven't done something. So what that says to me, what it says to the common man is, you've done something wrong. When they indict me, I'm gonna sit there and let me see here. Oh, I'm gonna talk. Now, if I'm going down, all you people, no one's getting a free ride. Sort of like that Distinguished Gentleman movie. If I go down, you go down, Dick Dodge. I had to buy 40,000 copies of your boring autobiography so your kids could go to school. And there are people that will do that. They'll have somebody buy it and publisher, like, here, buy 100,000 copies of my book, and then we'll give it to Discount Books. And then the Discount Books warehouse stores will sell it at a discount. And there you go. I sold 100,000 copies. Now, whether they sell it or who cares, you know. But that's the way this world works. But when you look at this Nunes investigation, it's just, the lawsuit is just amazing because it's like, finally, someone's trying to find, people are going to give you crap and mock you. Critics are going to go after you. You're going to get banter. You're going to get banter on, I get it all the time. I get people all the time. You know, but we want to know why when you're investigating or looking into something, why was there interference? Why was there trying to shut him up, kind of? And I think now we've got an attorney general that wants the truth. And hopefully he gets it. Hopefully he gets it. We just have to wait and see, though. We just have to wait and see. Because, I mean, you know, a son shoots and kills home invasion suspect who allegedly pistol-whipped his dad. A man shot and killed in a home invasion suspect after the suspect and two other allegedly pistol-whipped his father to gain entry into the house. This happened in Texas, in Houston. And, you know, you pray to God you never have to use a gun that way, but that's why we have it, to protect ourselves. That was the reason why we have these laws, so we can protect each other and protect ourselves from people that do bad. But a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people just, oh, guns are, like, you want to take a gun away from me so you can give it to a criminal. You know, show me how criminals are going to abide by laws. I mean, they're not. I mean, this is scary. This is, where was this out of? Oh, now I want to get my facts straight. This is out of San Mateo, California. Police have arrested a Rancho Cavardo Uber driver who had allegedly returned to his pickup point to rob a homeowner of one of his customers. And what they're doing is, okay, yeah, I need an Uber driver. I'm going to San Francisco Airport. Great. Well, he picks him up at their home, takes him to San Francisco Airport. Guess what happens? He knows no one's at home, so he goes back and robs them. Wow, isn't that interesting? Makes you want to think twice about where you have the Uber driver pick you up. Makes you think twice about where you want to have an Uber driver pick you up, because that's just kind of huge. I mean, I've had to use them, but, you know, only one time, and I never thought, okay, what's going on? But kind of how this world works, you know. Now, I remember there was a MacGyver episode where the dad, like, he owned a travel agency, and he would go to the travel agency and look up in the computers when these people would be on vacation, and when he knew they were gone, he'd rob them. Kind of a newer concept. But it's just scary. So, I mean, you might want to think, you know, if you're gonna go to the airport and you need an Uber or something, you know, just think twice about who's gonna pick you up, and or maybe walk to the end of the road or something. You know. But it's just one of those things that who would ever think that? I mean, it's kind of where we live in today, where, you know, you got to be careful of everything and mindful of everything. I mean, some people are more trusting than others. But that's kind of how the cookie crumbles here. I mean, you know, we've gone from don't talk to strangers. Don't talk to strangers on the phone. Don't answer the door when we're not home. I still remember even like 9-10 years ago, if someone would call my parents' house and they were trying to sell something, I would just act like a little kid. My mom and dad told me I'm not supposed to talk to strangers and she's in the shower. Well, your mom and dad taught you well, and they'd hang up on me. Yay, no more telemarketer. Now they just have an automated robot thing that takes someone else's phone number and calls with an automated thing. And then if you call that number back, you're calling somebody that's local that didn't even know their phone number was stolen. It's just one of those, it's a different world. And now you take from not answering the phone and talking to strangers, don't meet strangers, don't talk to strangers, don't do this, don't get in the car with strangers, don't talk to people online you don't know. Now you go online or on your phone to get someone to come to your house that you don't even know to pick you up in a car. That who knows what? I mean, how do you know it's Uber? I mean, how do you know someone hasn't hacked, okay, and somebody comes to pick you up because they've hacked the computer and they come like 5 minutes earlier. Yeah, I'm Uber. Get in. And they're not Uber. Kind of scary, isn't it? Do your math. You know, now they're starting to work on programs to where, like, we send you the Uber da-da-da information so that you know exactly who's going to show up. You know, he's been vetted, this and that. That way, you know, if a truck comes up, you question it because you were told you were getting this car and, you know. It's interesting, you know. But you got to be that way. You got to be that way in this world. Okay, this is scary because I was talking about the other week about that Union College president who was talking about how banning freedom of speech. Well, YouTube disables comments on live stream of House Judiciary hate crime hearing. Guess what, folks? Censorship is coming. Now, you're going to have banter. You're going to have people on there bantering bullcrap that's just going to be there to harass and annoy and piss you off. You're going to have that. You know, but if they're legitimately harassing somebody with not really making any sense, okay, then you need to time them out or block them in for like 10, 15 minutes. But in the real case, you know, but if they're not, if you're taking, okay, well, he's a conservative, okay, let's delete his, let's delete that. No. If you're if someone's on there violating rules of harassing someone that believes differently, like, I would not want a conservative to bash and harass a liberal. And liberal, if you say, hey, this is why I think, you know, this or whatever, okay, this hate crime bull crap is retarded. Because if I hit you, it's hate. No matter what, hate is it's a four-letter word, bad. Oh, but it's 10 times different if an Asian person, they just want to try to get this so that if a black person is hit by a white person, they can go ballistic, it's hate crime, we need to get it in court. He's going to go to the electric chair because it's racial crime. They must have just call it racial crime profiling so that if you have a black person that gets hit by a white person, they can say, see, that's racist. Because, you know, if I hit anybody, it's in anger, it's in hate. It doesn't have to be a color or a creed. If they're just trying to disguise, it's another way of putting, well, let's bring some sort of racism law in there. Because, you know, because they're basically, in my opinion, trying to signal out, like a white person attacking a black person. They're not trying to make it out to white people hitting white people or black people hitting black people.
Name a crime that's not a hate crime.
Robin Hood. He stole from the rich and gave to the poor.
He hated the rich.
See?
That's a hate crime.
That's my point. There isn't one.
Exactly.
There isn't one, but so many people... That hate crime legislation.
I will say the only crime I can think of that's not a hate crime is if you steal food because you're hungry. Unless you call on hating hunger a hate crime.
Yeah.
I don't care who you kill, who you stab, who you beat up.
It's, to me,
there's something there for you to hate.
Yeah. To me, it goes back to the Federal Reserve because we won't have a national bank. They got to write it in a way that people will make you think that, oh, so let me get, I want to ask the person that's writing this bill. So if two black people get into each other and fight, is that a hate crime? Or are you just going to, is it going to be like where Black Lives Matter, like when that Colts player was killed and no Black Lives Matter gave two cars about that black player from the Colts because it was an illegal that did it.
One of my favorite soft parts is the government.
Is in jail for the hate crime. And we're supposed to race on Phil Collins Hill.
Because he hit Hogan with a rock.
Yeah. It's a hate crime. Bum, bum, bum.
And who was it that helped the boys get rid of the hate crime law? Pumpkin's dad.
Yep.
So, one of the only black guys there.
Yep. It was incredible.
But, yeah.
It's the truth. It's a disguise. Oh, wow. But, like I said, you know, it's a way for them, because they're not going to care about two black people killing each other. They do it all the time, and they don't care about black-on-black crime. There can be a million blacks killed by blacks and no one cares. But if I was to kill a black person, I'm going to be on an hour news station when they got an hour and you take away 10 minutes for commercials. I'm going to be on that thing for 49 minutes of it. How dare that white person kill that black person?
They're going to interview everybody that knows you. Hands up, don't you?
And, so those 5,000 blacks that just got killed by other blacks, that's not a hate crime? Oh, no, they were just partying too hardy, having a good time, and they accidentally shot their guns off. You know, like the Invisible Swordsman? You were supposed to fire up. We all fired up. You know, I mean, is that what... we were just partying and... You know, that's how we do it, and we just ended up, like, beating each other up, man. It was all about love, but I didn't mean to kill him, you know. Hey, man, it's a love crime. Oh, this is what's crazy, because... Where is this? Oregon has over 1 million pounds of unsold cannabis. That's one state where it's legal. Imagine
we need to go on vacation. It's on
Oregon.
We need to go on vacation.
Anyone that's watching from Oregon, we need some packages delivered. That's all I'm saying.
If you need our address, ask us. We'll PM you.
Yeah, we'll PM you the address. Just send us about 50 pounds. What the hell? It's unsold. No, but I mean, I'm serious. It's just crazy how, but that's the problem. Look at that. That can be turned in, like I've said before, they can make medicine out of it. Irvin Rosenfeld has been getting medical marijuana since 1982 by the federal government. He gets 300 marijuana rolled cigarettes, University of Mississippi, rolled in the joint form in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, put in a tin and freeze-dried to preserve the medicine. He wouldn't probably be alive today if it wasn't for that medicine. He always called it garbage. Why would I want to use this garbage, as he called it? You're healthy and you're smoking it, that junk? And one day he was sitting and playing poker, and he smoked it because everyone else was. He wanted to be cool to fit in because he had no friends, and found out that, wow, not only did he sit for longer than he ever had, he wasn't in pain. He wasn't having these problems. And he thought they were just making up the high factor because he never got high. And it's just crazy because it can be, it could have cured my brother or at least made his last days better. And we got to get past the stereotype that, oh, like just because you go to church doesn't make you a great person. Just because you smoke pot doesn't make you a bad person. I mean, cocaine has great pain-relieving properties. One of the greatest plants out there is stinging nettles. The ones that, like, if you touch them, they sting you and it hurts. Ah, man, I've gotten those. And a guy I was with, we were out and doing wellness survival, and I was out there, and this nature guy, he's like, here, and he took another plant and went, plop. Like, rubbed this green leaf into me until it, like, dissolved, and he was, okay, give it like 2 minutes, and it was gone, and the pain was gone. So I'm like, huh, yeah. It was fun. It was a lot of fun, you know. But it's amazing the beneficial properties of that plant. The one that stings you. It's really good, and you can buy it in powder form. But this notion that you're just going to waste your life away, young missy, because all you're going to do is you're going to forget what you forgot to do because you smoke pot. Well, maybe if it's so bad, then why does governments have patents on it? Why do all the, if you go to Colorado, you go to these states when it was legalized, all those people in line, yay, now I can legally do it. I've been doing it for 20 years, now I can finally buy it. And they say the price of it is going to tank. It's going to go in the toilet because it's going to be so cheap, because it's going to be so abundant. I mean, I've considered, I don't know, I'd have to look into the laws in Indiana, but I've considered opening up a compassionate care store that does CBD flower and CBD oils and has like aspirin type products, and blue emu is incredible. So it has emu oil from the emu plant, from the emu. They're like a mini ostrich kind of. Incredible relief. You know, and have all kinds of different products. A lot of cannabis products have a guy that does acupuncture, you know, have a meditation room if you want to go there and pray, you know, have like where, hey, this person comes in and does chiropractic work and acupuncture and stuff like that, and have a, you know, and just say, you know, folks, if you use it, make sure your doctor knows what you're doing. Make sure if you're doing acupuncture, say, hey, I'm doing this, I'm taking this, you know, I'm using aspirin cream, I'm using these things just in case, you know, I'm using essential oils. I think this is the first year in like 5 or 6 or 7 that I haven't had massive sinus infection that lasted like 3 months. Oh yeah, by the way, if you're tuning into the conversation, comment below or like or love or whatever, even hate, no matter, sad, whatever. Just because I can't tell who. It's not till the end that I find out I had like 60 people to watch. Huh. I can't see anybody. But anyways, nature calls. Oh, well, but anyways, that's what happens when you're live on the air, folks. But I do have, and it's on my weekly conversation. If you're not a fan of my weekly conversation page, on my Facebook, you can friend me. But in my Facebook, there is a Kyle's Conversation. Go in there and like it. And I do have a PayPal thing on there. So if you'd like to help donate and get better equipment, you know, I'm looking at getting some other monitors and things, you know, some stuff to hook in, you know, this I do 100% out of my pocket. So if you'd want to donate, help out anything, you know, if you support what we're doing here in the conversation, if you support the Trump train, if you support, you know, people trying to get a real message out here, real, you know, trying to speak the real truth, the freedoms, you know, yeah, I love Trump, but Jesus Christ is King. You know, I thank my wife. I thank him for my wife. You know, I mean, it's nice to go to my dentist when I go, and guess what? She's listening to Kayla. So it's just awesome. So in about a couple minutes, I'm going to be getting into some Premier League news and what's going on and this and that. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in and to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. I really do. I really hope you wake up. I hope you see the hypocrisies. Look up Irvin Rosenfeld, My Medicine, the book. Check him out. He's on Facebook. Go to mymedicine.com. Check him out. I'm going to try to get him on the program. I'm just so busy. It's hard to do it. But hope you get him on the program. I hope I can, so you can listen to him. And if I get him on the program, you would want to listen to Blog Talk Radio, because that's where you'd be able to hear us. But it's just amazing. Like when I've shown people that book, they go, I thought it was illegal. I said, yeah, he's been getting it since 1982. So it's just one of those things that, you know, that's what gets me, because they're not like, you know, they've known since the 70s that cannabis cures and shrinks tumors. But they don't bring it out. Why? I'll tell you why they don't. Because then if they've lied to you about that, what else have they lied to you about? But, you know, I just would want to, because I've considered looking into having like a wellness place that sells all kinds of flowers and this and that. And I want to see what the laws would entail to do that and stuff. But I might consider doing that. So, you know, and but one of my big loves is just speaking the truth. And I want to thank you all for this. And, you know, all you that listen throughout, you know, it's great. You know, from when I did it once a week for 30 minutes to this, now it's twice a week. And so, you know, and I have all kinds of listeners all over the world. And I want to thank all of them for listening and tuning in wherever you are. But I want to get into now some Premier League news, because as many of you know, with the Champions League, well, oof. Gee, we didn't fare too well against Barcelona, but we did better than I expected. But it was just one of those things that, for me, I kind of feel like I saw Jose Mourinho out there again, because the players were playing an attacking style of football, yes, but I felt like, wait a minute here, they're playing an attacking style of football, but at the same time, like, okay, look, you know, Pogba goes to, he's at the corner of the box to do a, you know, to, okay, where's someone? He's trying to do a cross into the box, and there's no one there. Like no one knew where the other one, like, no one knows where they're supposed to be. There's not a set 11, like, okay, barring injury, this is the set 11 I have. You're here, and I don't feel like they know where they're fitting in yet. I mean, granted, we need some players and stuff, but I just feel like there's no cohesiveness. There's not one person We need a Roy Keane out there. Welcome. You're an old trapper, bitch. You're an old trapper. Welcome. You know, if someone gets hurt, I'll rip his... He'll take his shirt and put his heart back in, but as soon as he takes his heart back out, and he's out playing. There's no leader. There's no one that... I'm in charge. Let's do this. Let's win this. Let's, you know... I don't think they know where they're playing at right now. I don't think they've figured out you need to be the 7, you're the 9. Okay, you know, we need to get some players out and some players in. You know, and it's not an Ollie issue. It's not like, it's not Ollie out. I love what Ollie said from the beginning. Hey, this is our team. Okay, if I don't perform well, so if Manchester United doesn't do that well, it's my fault 100%. So the players have nothing to do with it. My staff has nothing to do with it. The owners have nothing to do with it. If I end up, okay, if my transfer season in this summer, I just retain De Gea and Ander Herrera, how is that going to benefit us? Wow, we got 2 contracts signed. They already were at United. They should have already been signed. We should have gotten new players in. You know, in January, what did we get? We cheered that we kept Anthony Martial, and that's great, but we didn't get anybody in or out. And that's an issue. And that's something that has to be resolved. Because we got to get some good, decent players in there. And there's some players that really want to come to United that would be good. And we need to spend some money. We need to get rid of these Jewish owners we have. I call them that because they're cheap. They're businessmen. They just want to make money. They're about making money. They're not about doing what's winning title. Hey, we're in fourth. Why spend? No. We need to dominate like we always have. But... You know, we need to get a right winger, a central defensive midfielder. We need to get some attacking midfielders. We need to get some players in there. We need a Verratti. We need Dembele. We just need some players, you know, and some top quality. But the problem I see is if we get and spend some money and get some top quality players in Mbappe or Dembele or Verratti, the problem I see with that is, okay, we're going to put, well, this is how much money I give you. Well, half of the money is going to go to this one player, so we're going to put a lot of eggs in one basket. If he doesn't turn out to be very dominant, we're screwed. Because, okay, now, you know, because, I mean, if Ander Herrera goes, now we got to replace him before we can even consider going forward with a player that we really don't have to get rid of. And that's a big issue. We need a director of football, I think. That's priority one. It's not going to solve anything now because right now he should already be, a director of football should already be out there saying, hey, you know, be talking to clubs. I would love for them to say, okay, Verratti's coming to United. Once he signed the contract that when he's done, he's coming. You know, Mbappe's coming. Dembele's coming. I want to see that. Saul Niguez is coming. I want to have some stuff in stone. Not like, well, okay, we still got 2 months to sign him. Now it's down to a month to sign him. I'm not holding my breath on him. We haven't had very good transfer windows. So I'm not holding my breath. I am not going to hold my breath. So we'll just have to wait and see on that one to see what goes on. Because I'm just like, oh. I mean, I don't want to sit there and have a transfer window be of one player. Okay, we got Jerome Boateng, and hey, De Gea re-signed. Well, we already had him as a player. You shouldn't get excited about re-signing a player you already had. You know, and if Orlando Herrera wants to go, I respect it. You know, De Gea is not a team. Manchester United was bigger than Orlando Herrera or Wayne Rooney or... I loved Robin Van Persie, but when Alex Ferguson retired, I respected that he left. I think he's like, well, okay, it's going to be a while before they get another title, so I'm leaving while I can. Maybe I can go somewhere else and turn the club around. And you know, I respected him when he did that. I respected that. Got about 3 minutes or so left in the program, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. And I want to thank you for, because I do this out of my heart. I do this out of my own pocketbook. You know, and like I've said, if you're new, I do have a Facebook Kyle's Conversation page, because that's what it used to be called. And from there, I have like there's, you can find, I've posted a thing to a PayPal if you want to donate to give back to this program, to help it grow, to help it get bigger. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. This is, you know, I do it out of my own pocketbook, you know, so that you can, you know, I post stuff from time to time from Breitbart and different things and things that interest me, you know, medically and cannabis and stuff. So it's a great way to get involved. Wow. A long day, but I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation, folks. I want to thank you all for tuning in on Facebook Live. Got about 2 minutes left, and it's just a great day. It's just nice to see people waking up and saying, hey, we've been screwed. You know, and I think that's why they're trying to slowly integrate this cannabis instead of just legalize it, because then they're going to say, okay, well, then why was it illegal all this time? You know? I mean, I just, as I finish up a little bit on this Premier League, we've got the right manager. We've got to get the right players. And I think things are going to turn around. And I think they're turning around slowly. And, you know, we got a lot to do and we got a lot to go. But if patience is the key, Alex Ferguson took several years to get going. But then when he did, he dominated. Yeah. Got about just under a minute left, and I want to thank you so much again. You know, as we move forward, I think, you know, don't look backwards. Look forward. You know, jump. Let your parachute open. See what you can do. See where you can go. Got about 60 seconds left in the program, and the Alex Ferguson era is gone. We got Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and he's going to turn this club around, I think. And I want to thank you so much. And just remember, folks, don't ever forget, with a firm reliance in the protecting divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. My producer is driving me nuts. And until next week, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.